Can you feel the funk?
Hummin, hummin, hummin'es.
There we are. Matt, you're making me excited to be here.
Yeah.
Once again, I turn to the faithful pages of the Herald Sun. Because...
What else is there?
Yeah. Because I can. 50-50 page, it's always good. There's only one good thing. There's too much politics crap here. Waltzing Matilda is a song about a guy who steals a sheep and then commits suicide by jumping into the billabong to avoid capture by the police. A message that promotes stealing and disrespect for the law should not be used for Olympic ceremonies. What sort of a jackass are you, my friend?
That's a fairly broad analysis or interpretation of the song, isn't it? Jeez.
He went to...
No, it does upset me. I mean, this is an Australian tradition.
Exactly.
It's same principle as burning an Australian flag, and we all know how wrong that is.
Yeah. Well, I think Australia's got the highest suicide rate in the world.
Amongst youth, it does, yeah.
Yeah. And,
well, maybe that's it.
We are a bunch of convicts.
Yeah.
So you've got...
Well, that's what it's a genetic deformity that makes us want to kill ourselves.
You've got to look at the facts here. Peter Smirnos from Maylands in South Australia, allegedly.
Oh, he's a refugee, man. Listen to that last name.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand our culture.
All right, Matt, we don't want to get kicked off. Or maybe you do.
Oh, I don't mind.
What are they going to do? Get physical with us?
Well, nobody's listening. Let's be honest. We might have a couple of people.
That's true.
Mm.
We'll have a quiz later on.
Who know how racist we are.
Oh, blatantly.
Yeah, the prejudice is just oozing out. There's undertones of it throughout the entire show. We're not even aware of it anymore.
Well, we stumped a couple of minority groups on the way up here.
We did, yes.
Made them bite the pavement. This is a quote from Adam Garcia, who's apparently the latest Aussie to make it in Hollywood with his movie Coyote Ugly. His quote says, "I want the stardom. I'm not in this for the art. I like the money, chicks and cars."
Well, I think that's blatantly honest. Good on him.
You're goddamn right.
Yeah, at least he's not bullshitting about it.
But you can have... If you just take a look at his face...
Yeah.
I want you to tell me whether or not that man is a jackass. I'd go so far to say I'd call him a fucking jackass.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this guy.
Oh, yes?
Yep. Yeah, I've seen interviews with him, actually, on Leno, I think it was.
Is he a jackass?
I can confirm, yes, he's indeed a jackass.
Oh, dear.
A goddamn jackass, I'd go far.
Is he an astroiny? G'day, mate.
No, he doesn't go that way. He goes for metropolitan type thing.
Oh, arty cafe latte drinking cocksuckers.
Definitely a latte angle.
Yeah.
Because he's got the glasses.
He does. He's got the South Yarra look about him.
Yeah.
Making me feel ill.
Yeah, very urbanised.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pig dog.